On the way to church this evening, I told Alina, I said, you know, I wish this evening would be over already. You know, I just can't help being a little bit nervous every time I come up here. Although you're all fairly friendly, when I look over the audience, you know, you're pretty friendly to me, so I shouldn't be nervous, but most of the time, and I want all these messages that I share with the church to be something that I really feel. You know, I don't like to come up here and just say something and, you know, sit back down. It's something that I want to share with you that God has spoken to me about in a certain passage that really speaks to me, and in that way I could share with the church. That being said, I want to read a few verses out of Luke chapter 15, the first seven verses. And I want to share with you a few thoughts that God put on my heart about this parable. It's titled Parable of the Lost Sheep. And it's one of the most well-known parables that Jesus spoke. So I doubt I'm going to say anything brand new tonight. But it's good to rehear God's word so that it could be reinforced in our lives and to be reminded of how God works. So I'd like to read Luke 15 from 1 through 7. All the tax collectors and sinners were approaching to listen to him. And the Pharisees and scribes were complaining, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man among you who has 100 sheep and loses one of them does not leave the 99 in the open field and go after the lost one until he finds it? When he has found it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders. And coming home, he calls his friends and neighbors together, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need repentance." Amen. So, as I said, this is one of the more well-known passages of Scripture, and we've all heard many sermons along the years about the lost sheep and the good shepherd and how he looks for that one lost sheep, leaving the 99 until he finds that one. It's interesting to see here that at the beginning of this passage, it says that tax collectors and sinners were approaching to listen to Christ. Jesus always had a way of having an audience of people who needed to hear the message that he was going to say. The Pharisees and scribes were complaining, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." We have an instance of the religious people of the day complaining that Jesus hangs out with sinners, right? You know, it's a little funny, as if they themselves weren't sinners, but in their own eyes, they weren't. In their own eyes, they were righteous. A few verses in another passage in Luke, give me a second. Luke chapter 5, we have another instance. One second. Sorry, I missed my bookmark. Another instance when Jesus went to the house of Levi, of Matthew, it says Levi had a grand banquet for him at his house. Levi was a tax collector, right? He was considered a sinner. He was considered an outcast because he was working for the Romans. And again, almost verbatim, it says, Pharisees and the scribes were complaining to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" We have the same instance. We have Jesus seeking out an audience of people who needed to hear the message, And the religious people of the day were outraged and upset that Jesus was hanging out with these people. In that instance, Jesus said to them, "The healthy don't need a doctor, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." In this instance, in this passage that I just read, parable of the lost sheep, he doesn't reply to them in that way, but he says, "Let me tell you a parable. What man among you who has 100 sheep and loses one does not leave the 99 in the open field and go after the lost one until he finds it?" So Jesus loved hanging out with sinners. He loved preaching a message of forgiveness, a message of acceptance to the people that were outcast by society. In this parable, we have a man who has 100 sheep, and one of them happens to be lost, wanders away from the flock. It's interesting that the man doesn't say, "Oh, you know what? I have 100. What's one sheep? Big deal. Maybe tomorrow I'll go buy another one. What's one sheep to 100? It's 1%. I really don't care." The fact that he's concerned about that one sheep illustrates this in a symbolic way, illustrates God's love for us and God's attentiveness to our needs. God knows each one of us by name. He knows and cares about every person. And if one of them wanders away, he doesn't say, "You know what? My church is big enough. There's plenty of believers out there. There'll be more added." This is to illustrate that God is seeking out the lost from the flock. People who were in the flock and have left, maybe some of them have a valid reason, right? Maybe some of them don't have a valid reason. Maybe they were upset about something that someone said to them. Maybe, who knows? They didn't like a certain song. They didn't like a certain message. They didn't like whatever, and they use that as an excuse to leave. They don't realize how dangerous it is apart from the flock. Just like in the illustration of the sheep that's lost, that sheep was under grave danger because apart from the flock, apart from the guidance of the shepherd, that sheep was susceptible to thieves, to wolves, to other dangers, you know, in danger of losing its life. So the man goes to look for that one sheep until he finds it. And that's an illustration of God's love for us. He sought us when we were lost. He wants to bring us into the fold. Maybe we have family members who are lost sheep, right? Maybe you yourself are a lost sheep. Well, the good news is that God is searching for you. Whatever reasons you had for walking away from the flock, get over it. It's not worth being out there where it's dangerous and all by yourself. God is seeking you out, and he wants you to come back into the fold. Amen. And for those of you who have family members who are going through these situations, who have wandered away from the flock, wandered away from God, just like God is looking for them, you shouldn't give up on them either. Yes. Keep praying for them, and know and understand that God wants them to be back in the fold. I guess that's about all I had to say. May God's word speak to us, and may it help us be encouraged and help us seek out and minister those who need our help and need our encouragement, so that in this way they see God's love in us, God's compassion, and in that way they'll come back into the flock. Amen.
Amen.